So first, we'll start off with growth. You know, it's a big concern for a lot of community members here in town. What do you think is the best way to handle Milton's growth, especially in the next 4 years, if you are elected?
Thank you for that question. A lot of the residents need to know that Places to Grow Act is a mandated act by the province of Ontario. So many will say that, you know, we need to stop growth or we should not take on any growth. We can essentially not do that because it is mandated by the province. And having said that, how do we manage this mandated growth? We do it in a well-paced and well-planned manner. So what that means is that we have to look at our official plan. We have to look at the upcoming secondary plans and pace out our growth in the new subdivisions in a way that our infrastructure matches the growth pace. So that is what I hope to achieve. I am now running to be the regional councillor for the ward. I've been representing for 4 years. At the regional level is where the allocation of funding happens, and that is directly related to how we pace our growth. I hope to make a difference there. And of course, when it comes to growth, you need to have the public involved. You need to understand what the local area residents want also. One of the things I've seen in the past serving as a local councillor is that many people will move into a new subdivision and will have no idea about what's coming around them. And many times, unfortunately, the developers will have misleading information on the brochures that were provided to the residents. Over the years, I've worked hard to make a difference in that category, and I hope to continue with that so that any new development that is coming in my ward especially, people are already aware that, you know, this empty land is going to be perhaps a six-story building, and that empty land is going to be a school, and so on and so forth. And the last thing I want to talk about is preserving our heritage. Milton is very, very lucky to have a lot of heritage buildings, and many people will be surprised to know that even Ward 4, which is the southwest and the newest area of our town, has a lot of heritage buildings. And so I'm very keen about preserving the heritage we have. And in many cases, we have seen where the whole house is uplifted and moved to preserve it. And so that will continue to happen. And I hope to see that more and more of our heritage buildings will be protected. And that's all I have to say about growth.
No, great. And I mean, growth isn't always a bad thing. And it's good that there is a plan in place to kind of preserve those important buildings as well. So with running for regional councillor for Ward 4, and you do get to handle some of the funding, where do you think most of that funding would go towards?
Most of the funding right now, so through the regional allocation, project by project, the funding is allocated. And really, let me tell you, I'm very passionate about transit. One of the top things I am concerned about is the lack of intermunicipality transit in the Halton region. For example, a lot of our young people are now going to the universities. As you know, we are a growing young community, and these kids need the transit to get connections to universities like McMaster, University of Guelph, Waterloo, Laurier. And so we should be able to provide those connections. And that can only happen when two municipalities have an agreement. For example, Milton and Oakville. Milton pays their portion of the bill and Oakville pays their portion of the bill. And that's how it's able to be done. That's something I'm very, very passionate about to see in the future, which is transit.
So with that, how do you think Milton can improve its transit system?
Milton can improve the transit system, A, by intermunicipal transit, B, by studying the results of the on-demand pilot, which was started in Ward 4, which is the area I represent, for the past 1 year. What we did was we decided that because there were some transit accessibility issues, we wanted to resolve that. We provided a system called On Demand where you could call a number and much like Uber, you'd get a Town of Milton transit bus come to your house, pick you up, take you back to a central location, and you could get a connection from there. So that pilot project, and soon we will see the data from that. And going forward, we will use that data to see where we can provide better efficiencies and provide buses in our location. So one of the things I'm passionate about, and just recently knocking that area, I can tell you, we need to bring back bus number 10. And I will be pushing hard for that come budget time, should I have the honor to be reelected. And of course, at the end of the day, it's all about investment. So, of course, we need to invest more into transit, and the budget time is the opportunity for all local and regional councillors to advocate hard for their area, and I will be advocating hard for definitely bringing back bus number 10.
Okay, and I know that there is the on-demand service that's available as well. So do you see that being available in more of the rural areas here in Milton?
100%. The whole idea to start the on-demand pilot project was to gather data and to use that in different areas of Milton. And I do agree with you, the rural community needs a lot of better connectivity when it comes to transit. And so definitely that data will be utilized to see where we can fill those gaps and provide better connectivity to perhaps our rural residents and many seniors who also need better connectivity.
So we'll go into our next topic here, which is traffic. A lot of residents, you know, they're complaining about the traffic, the congestion around town with all the construction, the new buildings that are going up. So what do you think is the best way to address this issue?
It all comes down back to my topic, which was allocation of funding. And so a prime example of this is Britannia Road. As you can see, it has recently been expanded. It looks great. But, you know, this was done after years and years of, you know, advocacy by many councillors, and now we finally have it in front of us. And so what we need is that we need better advocates at all levels of government to fight for their areas to get those connectivities. And so traffic will improve when we have road widenings. Road widenings will happen when we have the budget allocated for it. And so that's how I see the congestions being relieved. When it comes to local side streets, of course, we have a provincial mandated process, which is called the traffic studies. So we do traffic studies, and the data that is received is used to then use traffic calming tools like stop signs, always stop signs, speed breakers, and pedestrian crossings to alleviate those pressures. And as we continue to grow, we will keep using these tools to make better traffic management decisions. And I will continue to fight for areas. We recently added five always stop signs in Ward 4 alone because of these issues, and we'll continue to do that work in the future.
And how will your platform help fight climate change here in Milton?
When it comes to climate change, listen, it goes back to transit, because what transit does, it takes cars off of the road. And cars are one of the major, major factors in increasing greenhouse gas emissions. So when we make a more transit-friendly community where buses are available readily, and we are investing into transit, we automatically, dramatically decrease our GHG emissions. And same goes for cycling. You know, we need to have better cycling routes in our community. We have the velodrome, and we have world-class competitions happening there. We need to take advantage of this facility and make our community more cycling-friendly, have better dedicated lanes, protected lanes from oncoming traffic, where people like, you know, myself, who are not professional cyclers, feel comfortable to be out and about in their on their cycles and do perhaps run their errands. And we can also help fight climate change by planting more trees. So we have a lot of grants available through the federal government, the provincial government, and we continue to tap into those resources and continue to also demand more grants for these initiatives. We are very lucky to have the Scarpment right side our town, and what we need to do better with planting of more trees. So I do see that the trees, the more trees we plant, the more we cancel out the harmful effects of pollution. And lastly, but not the least, of course, recycling, more focus on recycling, providing better bins to our residents. Waste management does come under the regional portfolio. So I hope to make a difference there should I have the honor to be elected as the regional councillor for Ward 4.
Those are all great points there. Did you have anything else that you wanted to speak on regarding your platform or what residents can expect from you if they vote you in?
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity. I just want people to go and take a look at my website, samiraali.com. On that website, you will find a list of my priorities. But not only that, you will find a list of my accomplishments that I'm very proud to have achieved for our community together with the residents. And so in the future, this is what you can expect from me: an ongoing commitment and dedication to serve you better and bigger, and also to be available and accessible to you. Should you have any problem, any issues, I'll continue to be there. And I really invite any questions, any comments to reach out. I would love to chat with everybody.